क्षेत्रं यच्च जादृच्छ
Yesterday, we have been discussing about the questions put forward by Arjuna. Prakritiṃ puruṣaṃ caiva cetraṃ khetrakam eva ca etat veditam icchāmi jñānaṃ gheyaṃ ca kesava. So, to some extent, we have discussed from where we have to receive knowledge, perfect knowledge, without any mistake, without any illusion. Our knowledge, we are possessing four defects. We commit mistake. We are illusioned. Our senses are imperfect, and we have got a cheating propensity. We are possessing these four defects. However great a man may be, he makes mistake in calculation. To err is human. Then we are illusioned. Illusion means we accept something for something. Just like we are accepting this body as myself. This is illusion. The whole world is illusion. Everyone is thinking in terms of the body. And according to Vedic knowledge, anyone who is under the concept of this body as self is no better than the cow and the ashes. Saiva gokhara. So these are our defects. Brahm pramad vipralipsa karunapat. Karan means senses. The instrument through which we gather knowledge. They are imperfect. So with so many imperfectness, how we can give right knowledge? That is not possible. So any knowledge received from this defective person is imperfect. Therefore, we should receive knowledge from the Supreme. Narayana parah abhaktya. Śrīpāda Śaṅkarācārya says, Nārāyaṇa is beyond this material creation. He exists before the material creation. Aham eva asam agre. Before the material creation, the Nārāyaṇa is there. And after the annihilation of this material creation, the Nārāyaṇa is there. Just like we are part and parcel of Narayana, living entities, soul, we existed before the creation of this body, this present body, my body or your body. and we shall remain also after the destruction of this body. Na hannate hannamane sarire. The real we, means the spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, I am not annihilated even after the destruction of this body. Similarly, the huge gigantic material body also, when it is destroyed, Narayana exists, and we are part and parcel of Narayana. Mami vāṅsa jīva bhūta. Narayana has got two kinds of expansion. One is called saṅsa, personal expansion. Just like there are so many incarnations, Rāmādi-murti-sukalāniyam-enatiṣṭhan, nāna avataram akarat bhuvaneṣu kintu krishna svayam samabhavat parama pumānaju govindamādi purusam tamaham bhajami. So Narayana, he has got many forms. Krishna is the original Narayana. And from Krishna there are expansion, chaturbhuha, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Anuruddha, Pradyumna. Then Narayana, from Narayana Purusha avatar, the Mahavishnu avatar, the Kirodakshayi Vishnu avatar, the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu avatar. In this way, Narayana has got personal expansion. Advaita achyati anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajavu manancha. We get this information from Vedic literature. So, Narayana, and we are also expansion of Narayana, Vibhinnaṃsa. We are called Vibhinna, separated particles, part and parcel of Narayana. And Narayana has got personal expansions. So, we are to get knowledge from Narayana or Krishna. That is perfect. That is perfect knowledge. The Vedas means the knowledge from Narayana. Therefore it is perfect. Tene brahma rida adikavaye. He imparted the Vedic knowledge. Lord Brahma is not independent. He received knowledge from Narayana. So, if we receive knowledge from Narayana, that is perfect knowledge. That Narayana, so Bhagavan Sang Krishna, Narayana. If we receive knowledge from Krishna, that is perfect. Therefore, Arjuna is putting question. This question, what is this material nature? Prakritiṃ Purusaṃ. What are these living entities who are trying to enjoy this material nature? Purus wants to enjoy Prakriti. So, that I have explained yesterday, that although we are also Prakriti, we are now in the mentality of Purusa. Just like in this material world, man and woman. The man is trying to enjoy the woman, and the woman is trying to enjoy the man. This attitude of enjoyment is called Purusa. Actually, you are not Purusa, we are also Prakriti. Jiva bhuta mahabhaho jayadam dharjati jagat. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritiṃ para. We are superior Prakriti, but we are Prakriti. But because we are trying to enjoy the other Prakriti, which is dull matter, therefore we are sometimes called as Purusa. The mentality as Purusa. So, Arjuna's question is, Prakritiṃ Purusaṃ. What are these Purusa? What are the Prakriti? Khetra, Khetrajna, what is this body? Khetra, and who is the owner of the body? That we must know. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. The beginning of spiritual knowledge is to know what is this body and who is the owner of the body. That is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. When Krishna began speaking Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna accepted to become his disciple, Shishastyam Sadhimang Prapannam, when he said, so Arjuna was bewildered whether he would fight in the battle or not. So the question was not solved by friendly discussion. Therefore, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna as a shishya, as disciple, not as friend. So, as a spiritual master, as teacher, immediately Krishna chastised Arjuna. Asachyan anusubhusattam pradya pragyabhadam subhasas. You are talking like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on a subject matter on which no pandit, learned man, laments. Gatasun agatasun sananu suchanti pandita. He very mildly chastised. Indirectly, he says that you are not pandita. You are a fool because you are lamenting on this body. Nanu sochanti pandita. Those who are pandit, those who are learned, they do not consider this body as very important. They are pandit. But at the present moment, everyone is thinking this body as the most important. So according to Bhagavad Gita, not according to the Vedic understanding, anyone who is stressing too much on the body, they are gokhara, asses and cows, mean animals. What to speak of becoming pandita? But at the present moment, the whole educational system is concentrated on this body, how to keep this body comfortable. Spiritual knowledge does not mean that you neglect your body. No, that is not the idea. But the most important subject matter of understanding is the soul, aham brahmasmi, brahma jnana, athato brahma jijyasa. So far the body is concerned, that has been taken care in so many lives, in animal life, in bird's life, beast life, aquatic life. Now, athāta brahma jikāsa. This is the Vedanta instruction. Now, we should take care of the soul of the Brahma, aham brahmas. This is required. That is a spiritual knowledge. Unfortunately, for want of spiritual knowledge, for want of studying Bhagavad Gita properly, we are simply taking care of this, temporary body. That is being explained. First of all, Krishna said that this body is the khetra. Khetra means field of activities. You are acting according to the body we have received. And this owner of the body is working. Just like a cultivator has got a certain amount of land and he is cultivating and producing foodstuff according to his own capacity. This is called karmakanda. We are working with this body and reaping the desert and enjoying it. In this way, we are repeating again and again, the transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Tachetrang jaccha jadri jadvikari. Now Krishna is explaining, first of all he has explained that we, the living entities, we are the proprietor of this body. There is another proprietor. That is Krishna. Just like of a house, rented house. One is the occupier and another is the proprietor. Similarly, this body, I the soul, you the soul, we are simply occupier. The real proprietor is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna said, Khetragnanchapi manaviddhi, sarvaketresu bharat. Just like a landlord has got hundreds of houses, and each house is occupied by one tenant. But the landlord is occupier of all the houses. Similarly, in each body, there are two living entities. One living entity is the soul, individual soul. And the other living entity is the Supreme Lord. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishtati. He is situated, both of them are situated within this heart. Riddhesa, it is pointed out. Now you have got, everyone knows from the heart the energy is distributed to the whole body, and as soon as the heart stops to work, no more body exists. Everyone will know. Therefore, the heart is the office, sitting office of both the soul and the super soul, Atman Paramatma. That is described in the Upanishad, that two birds are sitting in one tree. This one tree is this whole body. And the two birds, one the individual soul and the other is the super soul. Both of them are sitting as friends. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree, and the other bird is simply onlooker, upadrashta anumanta. The one bird who is eating the fruit, is asking, shall I eat the fruit? And the other bird says no. But he says, no, I shall eat. All right, you eat at your risk. This is going on. This subject matter was written, I think, by Milton, The Paradise Lost. So, the Paramatma is sitting within your heart to guide you. And without his permission, you cannot enjoy anything. But he gives permission. When you are persistent, he gives permission. All right, you can do it at your own risk. And when he is fed up, he may come to God again. What shall I do? But God's open declaration is that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. The super soul bird is always expecting when these individual soul bird will turn towards him. He's so merciful. He's going, my dear friend, why you are trying to become happy by enjoying this material fruit produced by your work in this body? We are creating different types of fruit. Karmana daivana trena jantar deha upapatti. We are getting different types of body, life after life, which is created by our own karma. We wanted a body like this. We get it. If we want a body like tiger, to eat meat and suck blood, then Krishna will give you a tiger's body. And if you want a body like demigod, you can get it. Everything you can get it. Jathe chesu tatha akuru. Krishna says, whatever you like, I'll give you opportunity. But the best advice is that sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. This is your destiny. It is up to me to accept it or not to accept it. Krishna does not interfere with your independence. Because you are part and parcel of Krishna, you have got little independence, minute quantity, not full independence. As Krishna is fully independent, we are not fully independent. Krishna is Sarat, fully independent. Janmadasyajata annayatitaratascha arthesu avijna Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. But we are being part and parcel of Krishna, we are also little independent. So, by misusing our independence, instead of serving Krishna, we are serving our senses. Therefore, bhakti marga means to rectify the senses, to purify the senses. By purifying senses, we come to Krishna consciousness. This is the definition of bhakti. Sarvabhadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to come to our original consciousness by purifying the senses. How the senses can be purified? This Bhakti Yoga process. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is the first process. You have kindly come here. You are hearing about Krishna. Krishna's talk with Arjuna. It is very good. If you continue hearing like this, you will be perfect. Simply by hearing, even if you do not do anything, keval, only hearing, sthane sthita sutigatang tanuvang manovi. This is the recommendation by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that people should be given chance for hearing. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, they cannot do anything. But if they simply agree to hear, sitting for some time, that can be introduced in every house, every home. The Bhagavad Gita is there. And everything is explained there. If family-wise, everyone sits down in the evening or in the morning for half an hour and reads Bhagavad Gita, chants Hare Krishna mantra, just see the result. Every home will be happy. This is our propaganda, Krishna consciousness movement. Simply try to hear about Krishna. So about Krishna, Krishna is personally speaking this Bhagavad Gita about himself. So why not take this opportunity? Why you are losing the opportunity given in this human form of life to hear about Krishna? Everyone can do that. But don't misinterpret according to your own, fertile brain. No. Just hear Krishna, what Krishna says, as it is. Krishna, don't try to malinterpretation. That will not make you profit. Try to hear Krishna. Krishna says that he is the Supreme Personality of God. He says, matta parataram nanya. There is nothing superior than Krishna. That is, if you accept that, then you immediately advance 50% in spiritual knowledge. Immediately. If you simply accept this, Krishna says that matta parataram nanya kinchidastidham. And that is the verdict of the Shastra. Ishara parama Krishna sachidananda vigraha anadi radhi govinda sarvakarana karana. This is statement of Brahma Sangita. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam ete chang sakala pungsa krishnastu bhagavan sam. Again it is said, ramadi murti sukalaniya mena tisthan nana avatana makarat bhuvanesu kintu krishna sayang samabhavat paramapuman. We have got description of many avatars, incarnation. So they are Krishna's expansion by Ram, Nisinga, Varaha, Matsya. There are so many incarnations. They are coming. Incarnation are hundreds and thousands. So they are all incarnation. But Krishna Swayam, Paramapuma, Krishna is the supreme person. In this way, accept Krishna, the origin of everything. Janmadasya jata. Krishna explains, aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartat iti matya bhajante ma buddha bhava samannit. Those who are actually buddha, intelligent, and bhava, with ecstatic love, they worship Krishna, bhajante maam, chaturvidha, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartat. Sarvam means, because in the beginning of creation, there were three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha. So, they are also emanation from Krishna. Matta sarvam. Sarvam includes Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Matta sarvam pravartat. Iti matta, one who knows it very well. Iti matya bhajante ma, those who know, in the knowledge, they worship me, Buddha, because they are expert. They are actually in knowledge. Buddha, bhava samannita, with ecstasy of love. This is wanted. This is perfection of life. If we take to Krishna consciousness with love and faith, full understanding of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. That you can get. Every one of us can get it. If we study Bhagavad Gita very carefully, without any malinterpretation. So, success is there. We have to take. And another facility is that because sometimes we cannot understand what is actually Bhagavad Gita's purpose. It is very plain. Still, as we are very much unfortunate, we cannot understand. That misfortune can be avoided by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. It will cleanse the heart. Cheta darpana manjanam bhava mahadabhagni nirbhavana. We are suffering for misunderstanding. Misunderstanding that I am this body, I belong to this nation, I belong to this family, I belong to this, that, so many things. All misunderstand. All misunderstand. My real identity is Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. Fortunately or unfortunately, by my own work, I have been put into the encasement of this body, temporary body, and I am creating another body. In this way, I am traveling from one body to another, from one planet to another, from one place to another. This is going on. Bhutta bhutya praliyate. I am taking my birth, and again I am becoming annihilated, although I am eternal. Nitya sasatayam nahannati. This is understood. People should be little intelligent that if I am eternal, nahannati hannamane sariri. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. Just like if this certain coat is torn out, we throw it away. That does not mean I am also torn and finished. Similarly, this body means I am spirit soul. I am covered with this gross body and this subtle body. This gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire, sky. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So I am covered by these two, sorts and course. So I am different from these. That is knowledge. That is not that knowledge being explained. And when you come to that real knowledge, then you become Brahma-bhuta, Prasannatma. Oh, when you actually understand that I am Brahma, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, this is my Saturn coat. Oh, so long I was busy with this Saturn coat only. I have no business with it. Yes, you have got business, but that is not your main business. Your main business is to take care of yourself as soul. That is your main business. This is called knowledge. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Then one who comes into this knowledge, he becomes Prasannatma. Oh, I was so much ignorant of knowledge. Just like you committed some mistake, and when you come to the knowledge, then you become Prasannatma. Oh, I was mistaking like this, and simply I was anxious, I was taking so much care, anxiety. This is a mistake. Similarly, as soon as you come to this understanding that I am spirit soul, then immediately you become Prasannatma, jolly. Brahma-bhuta Prasannatma, nasochati nakankati. This is perfection, liberation. This is called liberation. When you come to the platform of jolliness, anandamaya vyasa, we are anandamaya, satchidananda vigraha, part and parcel of satchidananda, satchit ananda. So when we come to our spiritual consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, then we immediately become anandamaya. That is real knowledge. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasochati nakaya samas sarvesu. Then you can understand that all the living entities, they are also soul, equally important, like me. As I am important, so all the living entities, they are also my brothers. That is called universal brotherhood on the spiritual platform. In the material platform, it is not possible. Because material platform means ignorance. It does not know what he is. Then when you come to the spiritual platform, then you can understand that this dog is also a spirit soul. This learned Brahmin is also a spirit soul. This elephant is also a spirit soul. Pandita samadarshina, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini suni checha sapakhecha. Pandita samadarshina. That is real samadarshina. And so long we are in the material platform, we may please samadarshina, so many ism, philanthropy, nationalism, this ism, that. These are all false. You cannot come into the equal level, the only spiritual level, spiritual understanding. That now we are all soul, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Then when you come to that understanding, then actual bhakti begins. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu mad bhakti labhate para. Therefore, in the bhakti platform, Krishna consciousness, there is no such distinction. Here is America, and here is India, and here is Africa, and here is this and that. No, everyone is Krishna conscious. So actually, if we want equality, fraternity, then we must come to Krishna consciousness. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, it is becoming factual. These boys and these girls, they are no more thinking that they are American or European or Canadian or Australian, and Indian also. They are equal. So if you want equality, fraternity, friendship, love, and perfection, solution of problems, all problems, economic, political, social, religious, then come to Krishna consciousness. Come to this platform, where all your ambitions will be fulfilled and you will be perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.